And welcome back to Small Town with Matt Geff. I'm your host, Matt Geff, and today we are talking again about small towns in the Bible. And last week we talked about the house of Abraham, where he started out, which was near the ziggurat near Nazaria in Iraq, or Ur. And now we're going to go talk about Bethel. Not Bethel Church out in California. Already found it. It's right there. We are talking about the biblical Bethel, which if you look through some of the scripture, it gives a detail. But when you start to actually put that stuff onto the map and try to figure it out, there's a few towns that come up. And so there's a little bit of discrepancy that some of the historians think that this particular town is located. But it's described in the Bible a few times. It's got some notable actions to it that we'll kind of go through. Some historical things happened there. But other than that, it was actually a very small town. So when you look at some of the pictures of the town that they believe to be the biblical town of Bethel, it is very, very small. It's like a few houses. It is like your smallest town you can possibly think of. It may have a grocery store, and it probably doesn't even have a stoplight or a stop sign. I mean, that's how small it is. So it's not one of those towns where it is huge metropolis. You've got this huge monument or anything like this. This is straight out probably the smallest town you can think of. And that's what we're going to discuss today. But first, I want to make sure I shout out to faithcast.com. It is a great place to go look for other great podcasts like this one. I'm in the entertainment section. There's some other great podcasts that I listen to there too as well. But it's a great place. It's faithcast.com. It's great. And I look forward to every podcast that's on there. So let's go ahead. Let's dive right into Bethel and where it's located, or possibly where it's located. So let's, before we get started, or actually before we even get to that, let's talk about what it was. What's important about Bethel? Because every town has its important thing. Even a small town, you'll get that thing. Like, you know, they have an NFL player, or they have an astronaut, or they have, you know, something happened in this town that kind of, you know, pulls that town together. And so here we see in Genesis 12:8 is it being a place where Abraham pitched his tent. So that's one place. I mean, it was mentioned in the Bible that he pitched it there. So there's a reason why. So, you know, it's not just like he pitched his tent, you know, in the desert. No, they specifically said they pitched his tent in Bethel. So there's a reason why. In this location, also, Jacob dreamt of seeing angels and God. And that was also put in there. Therefore, they named it Bethel, or House of God, which is where Bethel Church in California has their name. And well, that's a whole different story on that. We may go into different churches on that. But so the name is further used in a border city located in the territories of Benjamin and Ephraim. You know, they thought they had found it in 300 AD in a small village that lay 12 Roman miles north of Jerusalem to the right or east of the road leading to Neapolis, belonging to the Benjamites. So they thought they had originally found it in 1838. And once again, it was a small little thing. A few buildings, few outcrops. Now, obviously, buildings from back then fall apart and everything like that. So quite frankly, you're not going to find these huge monstrous cities anyway out in the desert. It's not going to happen. Even when I went to the city of Ur, you know, there's some buildings, foundations and some structures, but because of the sand, because of the shifting sand, because of all the things that had happened and movements of water, you're not going to see, you know, like a New York City in the middle of the desert. Not going to happen. I mean, it's just not going to. It's going to take time to find all that stuff. But this town anyway was already small. It was a place where they pitched a tent. So it's not even a place that had rooms or anything like that. They pitched their tent in the city. Okay? So, you know, it's probably one of those, not even the city. It's like, oh, that spot on the map there, you know, which is really great. I mean, I love places where you don't even find it on GPS. I mean, you have to look at an old, and I say old, and that's really bad. But you have to look at a map, you know, and actually find some of these places on there. So, you know, there's been some discrepancy as to where this particular town is, which is really indicative of small towns, because you can ask someone, hey, where's Mentone? And you know, people are gonna look at you going, I don't know, I didn't, probably in the grocery store. And it's like, no, not Mentos, Mentone. So, you know. But you know, it's really interesting to see a place where it's mentioned in the Bible. You know, it's a place where someone stopped, it's a place where someone dreamt and was so moved that they wrote about it in the Bible that they put that in there. It's, I mean, he could have had that. They could have said they stopped at Jerusalem and had the dreams. And obviously they wouldn't have needed a Pinchatit in Jerusalem. You know, there would have been inns, there would have been, you know, places to sleep. So that's why I say this is important, because it's such a small nugget in the Bible, but it just shows how specific or how a small town can make a difference. So we're gonna go in here. So David Livingstone, Livingstone, true. Yeah, I when I read that first, I was like, oh, Mr. Livingston, I presume, but obviously that was not the right one. Contradicts this view. He based it off of positive identification by means of inscriptions, and relying on the distance from Jerusalem, according to a couple other people. He identifies Bethel with El Barash, suggesting that it might be Betain, suggesting that Betain might be actually Ophren. So the original place they thought was actually, he's saying is Oprah, and that the modern day Betain, or that the modern day El Barash, is actually Bethel. So there's the two thoughts. So they're kind of still kind of up and down as to who's right, who's wrong. Same thing with any kind of historical thing. Someone sees one side, someone sees another side, and somewhere in the middle, there's the truth. And that's cool. That's fine. I love that kind of stuff, because when growing up, I've always loved watching like Indiana Jones or reading Clive Clesinger, you know, type of stuff where it like digs deep into history and stuff. I love history. I love reading about the past and everything. I love stuff like this because it makes people think. It makes them read and it makes them study, and then they learn something that they may not have. Because while you're reading, you know, Genesis 12:8 on this, you're gonna keep going on and read, you know, 12:9, and just read and read, and then you pick up something that's not even related to this small town or to this research that you're doing. And that's what's great about reading the Bible. You always find something new. I mean, you may have read it multiple times, but all of a sudden you just find something. Something clicks, and so it's just great. That's why I love history. I could sit about it and talk about it forever. That's why I love this series with doing small towns in the Bible. So. So with that being said, let's go ahead, take a break, and when we come back, we're going to go through some of the Bible, the biblical scripture that reads about this, and so we can kind of see the importance of what this was, that it was important enough to be put into the Bible and then brought to people now to be kept translated and translated. You know, it's not like Bethlehem, different town. This is Bethel, and so why is this small town put in there? Well, we're going to read some of the scripture, and we'll kind of see about that. So we will be back right after this ad. And thanks for listening. All right, and we are back from the one and only sponsor that we have, which is fine. I'm happy with that. It just kind of helps somewhat pay the bills. There's more ways, but it kind of helps with keeping this ministry going. You know, obviously we have Facebook. I do have a Patreon page. If you ever want to look at it, you can go over to YouTube and you can find it there. Other than that, you know, I like doing this for what it is. So it gives me a chance to kind of bone up, because this is what I do at my local church. I do the video, I do the streaming, I do all this. So this is just kind of fun for me anyway. So kind of a nice little hobby. So let's go back to Bethel, the small town mentioned in the Bible that you know, it was already mentioned because Jacob had seen or dreamt of angels and God. So that's already, you know, a very important part. Why was it so important to put it into the Bible? I think that's just to show that, you know, any place can be special. Any place you can find Christ, or you can find God, you can find peace. Doesn't matter if you're in a big town. Doesn't matter if you're in the church. You can find it anywhere, really, as long as you seek and ask. So Bethel is mentioned several times in Genesis. It's first mentioned in Genesis 12 and 13 as a place where Abram stayed and built an altar on his way to Egypt, and on his return it is said to be close to Hai. And it's west most famously mentioned in Genesis 28 when Jacob, fleeing from the wrath of his brother, falls asleep on a stone and dreams of a ladder stretching between heaven and earth, obviously Jacob's ladder. And thronged with angels, God stands at the top of the ladder and promises Jacob the land of Canaan. So this is going to be that place's known as Bethel. It goes on to say that Jacob awakes. He anoints the stone with oil and names the place Bethel, obviously a house of God. So, you know, once again, it was such a small place that he's sleeping on a stone. Obviously, he's running away. Do you hide in a huge town? Do you hide where a lot of people can see you? No, you don't. I mean, generally you hide where no one's going to see you. It's very small, very, you know, small towns are kind of cool about that, because if you don't know somebody, you can kind of blend in fairly quickly. You can kind of make your own background. And that's what he was kind of doing here when he was running. So that tells me it's a very small town, but yet significant. And it's just another way of God saying that it doesn't matter where you are. He can use you for that, and it's just one of those great things. And once again, I love history, so this was just kind of cool anyway, going through reading all this stuff again. You know, you read it once, you know, obviously I've read the Bible multiple times through, you know, Fight Club and other things. You know, I do a lot of devotionals, so I mean, I've read it, but when you actually get to break down the small details, and especially when you go like places, you know, you can read stories throughout any of the books of the Bible, and it's like once you start looking at stories though, or places, then you see it throughout the different Bible, different parts of the Bible. It's not just a continuous story. So anyway, original Bethel is mentioned again in the book of Joshua 7:2 and 8:9. As being close to Ai, and on the west side of it. In this episode, Joshua sent men from Jericho to capture Ai at 16:1. It is again said be near Lux, near Jericho, and part of the territory of Joseph. So once again, you're seeing all of these places in the Bible where Bethel was located and mentioned. So it was a place that people knew about, but it was a really small town. So it's like that, oh yeah, I know that small town up there. That's where they have the good, you know, ice cream or something like that. But it's known. But yet it still has that little secret, which is really great. So let's look at some of the verses, some other verses where it's sent. So you got Joshua 7:2, Joshua sent men from Jericho, which is near Beth Heaven, east of Bethel. So once again, that's where it was mentioned as a point of reference, not necessarily to go there, but right there is the house of God. Go, you know, there. In 2 Kings 2:23, it says he went up from there to Bethel, and while he was going up on the way, some small boys came out of the city and cheered at him, saying, "Go away, bald head, go away," which obviously must have been talking about me. I don't know. So, even back then, they had things against bald people, I guess. No. But anyway, if you're just listening to podcasts, I don't have much hair on top of my head. If you're on YouTube, you already know that. But anyway, so, you know, they even mention that in there. Now, here they mention it as city. And generally town, you know, back then cities, towns, they were kind of given, kind of like what they are now. You have towns, you have cities, you have municipalities. All of those mean different sizes. But I think even with the aforementioned city, I still think it's very small. I still think that it was a very small town. It's mentioned very few when they've done excavations on the sites that they believe. Both sites have come up very small. They pitched tents, slept on a rock. Generally speaking, even Abram pitched a tent. If there was really much of a town or city, there would have been some sort of bedding, lodging, or something like that. I mean, it's not like it's going to be a Hampton Inn or anything, or something like that. You're not going to get that, but you are going to get in some place to sleep. So I think what we're going to do is continue down this road. I'm going to keep diving into this. Like I said, I really like history. I really like looking at some of these small towns and what they produce. This particular Bethel, unlike your produced Abraham, I mean, come on, father of Christianity, Jewish, and almost any type of religion that believes in a singular God, come from that particular person. So that small town, like that was, I don't know how much more you can do from that except for, maybe Bethlehem, obviously. But Bethel itself, once again, shows how a small town can be mentioned in the Bible, kind of be a stepping stone for somebody, but also show that in that small town, you still can get things done. You still have peace, but also you can have, God with you wherever you go. It doesn't have to be a big town or anything like that. So I think that's where we're going to kind of wrap it up today. Once again, if you want to catch me, I am on Facebook, Instagram, I'm on Spotify, iHeart, Apple, Anchor, YouTube. So with YouTube, as the podcast, you obviously can't see, but if you go to YouTube, you're going to see that I got a new camera system using my phone, so it's a lot nicer than the webcam I was using. So if you want to, just pop on over to YouTube, type in Small Town with Matt Gaff, I'll pop up, and over there I may do some small, every once in a while, do some small town thoughts on there, really small little bits and stuff like that. So I'm kind of toying with that a little bit. So, but once again, catch me on also on faithcast.com. That's one of the places you can look at some or listen to other great podcasts. But anyway, I'm out there all over. If you want to email me, once again, smalltownwithmattgaff@gmail.com. I love getting emails. I'll respond if you send something. But other than that, I will catch you next week when we talk about another small town. And I'll probably really reveal that probably on Wednesday, like I normally do, just so that you guys have a heads up as to what I'm thinking, which sometimes I don't even know what I'm thinking. So, or at least that's what my wife says. So I will catch you next week on Small Town with Matt Gaff.